Let's kick things off chatting with travel expert Onanda Forbes, who joins us each week to discuss some of the travel news and travel trends. You can follow her adventures on Instagram, Facebook, and X at Onanda Forbes. OnandaForbes.com is her website. Hi, Onanda. Where are you right now?
I'm on the Douro River, and I'm cruising it with Avalon Waterways. Is this not amazing?
Well, I'm very jealous. And just to get an idea, a visual, I was on your Facebook page where you posted a few pictures, and I even went on the Avalon website to get some background on the ship. So tell me about the ship. It sounds amazing.
Right. So this ship actually only launched this year in March. So it's a fairly new ship. It's only 102 guests that are on board, and they're sailing throughout the Douro. So I started my journey in Porto. But, you know, one thing that if you're going on a river cruise, no matter what the destination, no matter what the river, consider doing a pre and a post so you can really experience the country that you're going to more in detail. So this ship already had 76 guests on it when we boarded, and they spent three nights in Lisbon, and then they took a bus ride after those three nights, and they came to Porto. It is a bit of a drive, but they were able to go sightseeing along the way, visit a university town. So quite amazing with regards to the scenery that you get to explore and get to experience. The ship itself is quite beautiful. We are in the third level of the ship, and we are experiencing, or we have a panorama balcony stateroom. So what that means is you don't really actually have a balcony that you step out on, but you have these floor to ceiling windows that you can open up and then just enjoy the history and the different architecture along the river and enjoy. The way the bed is positioned, it's kind of like at an angle. So if you are a couple on a double bed, or you're two individuals traveling and you have twin beds, you can see quite nicely the view outside. And the way, as I say, it is angled, so it actually allows the space usage to be quite efficient, because the bathroom is truly incredible. It's one of the largest bathrooms that I've ever experienced on a river cruise, much less an ocean cruise. Like, the shower is huge. So if you have ample dimensions, you'll be fine in it. Like, it'll be roomy. And you might have ample dimensions by the end of the cruise, because the food's so yummy.
Let's talk about the area you are in, because I think, well, I'm going to speak for myself. When I think of river cruises, I think the Danube and European cruises. I don't really think of Portugal as a place where you do a river cruise. And you mentioned that this is kind of a newer ship. Is this a newer itinerary as well?
No, this particular itinerary, as I say, brand new ship, a wonderful itinerary to explore. We're on a 7-day cruise, so we're going to get to see quite a bit. For an example, today I just came back from an excursion that went to see like the romantic journey of the history of the region. And one of the highlights where we went to this church, and this Augustine priest came. And he sang for us, and the acoustics in the church were so amazing. Like, you know, you hear those Georgian chants or those CDs of the different monks that create beautiful music. It was amazing. The most amazing thing is this priest was actually, or is originally, from California. He's been in Portugal for 15 years. So when he started to talk, it was like, well, I kind of recognize an accent. It's quite familiar to me. So it's amazing how people, what their story is, right? I don't know his whole story, but how he ended up in Portugal. And he had a beautiful voice. He said that he's been singing Benedictine chants or music since he was in high school. So a real treat to enjoy. And then coming back, we were, you know, going through the valley kind of right into the river, where the ship actually is at a different destination than where we left off. And mm-hmm. so it's a great way to explore the, like, you don't have to endure long bus journeys because the ship kind mm-hmm. of follows you depending on the excursion and picks you up at a place that's more convenient, and you get to then really efficiently utilize the time on shore.
So the ship is moving, so it drops you off at one point for a shore excursion and then picks you up at a different point, right?
Yeah, so today that's what happened. Maybe it doesn't happen every day. I haven't quite experienced the whole journey yet, but this is what happened today. So this morning there was a day trip that went to Braga, and it was a full day. So where they left, our ship then left at 11:45 and then took us to where we left on our excursion, and then the ship moved along to a different place. So the ship is moving to accommodate the guests, which is quite lovely. The ship itself, like we were talking a little bit about the food. The food so far has been quite good. What I would say about it is that they really utilize the local flavor. So you see the chefs or the people from the kitchen go out on bikes in the morning, and they source fresh products to bring back on board to create beautiful, you know, local dishes that you can enjoy. So that's something, like, it's almost like farm to table when you think about it that mm-hmm. way. And then you can enjoy local cuisines, or as far as the different flavors and such. Like, for an example, today we, for lunch, one of the options was a toasted mista. It's like a Portuguese ham and cheese sandwich that's grilled with great cheese on top. If you like bread, yummy bread. It's really good. really, really good. And then at lunch and dinner, they have complimentary wine with and soft drinks with your meals, and they're all local, so you can enjoy that. And then it depends on the day, but today, after all the excursions are in, there's happy hour, so it's complimentary beverages. So you're kind of cutting in on my happy hour, but that's okay. It's for you.
Well, you can have a sip of wine while you take a breath or something.
That's, I should have thought of that, right? The meals are definitely on schedule, like different times. Like breakfast today was from 7 to 9, and then they have lunch starting at 12, and then they have like an afternoon tea, and then dinner after happy hour. The cruise director, and in our case, her name is Ingrid Brandt, she is going to tell you about the next day and the next port. So there's like a bit of a port talk before dinner. Mm. And then, then the evening, you know, happens as you wish. So sometimes there's entertainment. Sometimes, you know, it's just nice to enjoy the scenery that floats by. So yesterday was our first day, and they had, after dinner, they actually cruise the Douro a little bit at night. So you could see all the sides of the port all lit up, like with, if there were shops or stores or beautiful homes or, you know, different national architecture that you could see. Like, we went under bridges, so it's kind of neat to see that. So they make your experience really about the destination. And again, we're going with Avalon Waterways, which is a part of the Globus family of brands. They've been around for a long time. They go to different rivers throughout Europe. So a good choice when you're thinking about choosing a river cruise.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was going to ask you about the protocols about, you know, is it set times for breakfast, lunch, dinner, or you just kind of show up? And is there any dress codes, anything like that?
So not that we've experienced any so far as dress codes. So just neat and clean. If you want to dress up, you can. You know, depending on what time you get back from your excursions, you may want to have a quick freshen up before you head to dinner. But if you were heading to dinner, it would be anything like if you were like a nice pair of slacks for the gentleman and a golf shirt for the ladies, you could either go in a dress or a skirt with a nice top. Mm-hmm. So there's no firm rule about dresses. It's very casual, clean and neat, and you know, whatever you feel comfortable with. And another kind of unique thing with Avalon that I found. So whether you're traveling as a couple or with friends, you know how they usually, you know, when you go on a hotel or on a cruise or a different vacation, it's all like white towels, but they kind of separate that. And it's like one person will have a white towel, one person will have a beige towel. So you never mix up your towels, which I think
very
is fabulous.
Good. Yes, yeah. Very good. So what's included? I mean, obviously the food and some of the beverages. Are the shore excursions included? What's included?
Good question. So there is at least 2 to 3 shore excursions that you can choose from that are included per port. But then they also have the opportunity to, you can purchase excursions if you have a certain interest. So for us on our last day before we disembarked, we decided to go to a shore excursion that included Avella, which is supposed to be a beautiful little town. So we're going to enjoy that. And the shore excursions are quite economical. I don't think you're going to find them over and above anything else that you'd find on different cruises. Keep that in mind. And, but you can always keep track of what excursions that you've booked or what excursions are available. They have a mobile app that it is encouraged that you download on your phone, and it will tell you, the schedule of the day, the times of the different meals, as well as, what excursions that you can, book that are included or at additional cost. Wi-Fi is free, so you don't have to worry about, you know, getting any need for your cellular data, which I think is super important. This app, you can access your breakfast, lunch, and dinner, as well as bar menus. You can download your journey with notes and photos and then share it with your friends and family on social media. And as well, there's absolutely fabulous people on board with regard to the team. So there's a hotel manager, there's a cruise director, the captain of the ship is very accessible. Oh, I know what I was going to tell you. This is the first time I went through a lock today, and it was like a marvel. We're only like 18 inches from the side of the lock that you are navigating through, and then you feel yourself rise with the water, and the lock closes on one end, the water rises, and then you exit at a higher level on the other end, or lower depending on how it rolls.
Now, you mentioned it's good to do a pre-stay for your cruise, and I think that's a great idea, especially with the airlines these days. But any other tips for people looking at just doing a river cruise in general?
Right. So take advantage of those short excursions and pre-book them ahead of time if you're interested in that, because they do book up really quickly. You mentioned a good point. Don't have the plans of arriving the same day, because as you say, airlines, you know, schedules change and things happen in travel. So take the time. And, you know, if you do a pre-cruise, what's good about that is that you kind of get rid of some of the jet lag so that you're not wasting sleep time trying to acclimate while you're on the cruise. So, so I would recommend that. Now we are going to a destination where euros are definitely, accepted. Like we're part of the EU in Portugal here. So I would get a little bit of cash, you know, so that you have it handy for tips, as well as say you were, doing, your own pre-tour, like, you don't have to do it with the with a cruise line. So one of the things that, as a travel agent, I try to explore different destination management companies. So, ahead of time, I set up my transfers from the airport, my hotels, and a tour in Porto through this great company called Titanium Tours. And this company, even before I left Canada, would text you and say, upon arrival, your driver will have your name as you exit the boat, and they'll remind you of the tour the next day, and they'll send you a link to say, okay, this is what we're going to do on the tour. So that is, it's already a long distance to get here. You don't want to just spend 7 days in Europe if your budget can afford it. So spend that extra time. And so that's what I would encourage.
Well, people can follow all your adventures on Facebook and Instagram and X. You've got some photos up there on your Facebook page, at Onanta Forbes. And on board the Avalon Alegria, is that how you pronounce it?
Yes. And tomorrow we're going to go to Pesa da Regula. And I'm not saying it right, but I am looking forward to that. One of the included options that we're going to do, it's historical Quinta, which is looking into and hopefully tasting some of the wine's rich heritage that's part of Portugal.
Mm-hmm. Well, we look forward to hearing more of your adventures next week. Again, you can follow Onanta Forbes Adventures on Instagram, Facebook, and X at Onanta Forbes. You can check out our website too, onantaforbes.com. I'm excited to hear more next week, Onanta. So thank you.
Thank you. And yes, I look forward to sharing, because what a beautiful destination. And one thing I have to tell you, I feel very safe here. Walking by myself in a big city like Porto or in the villages, people are so friendly. It's a lovely destination.
Awesome.
Okay, you take care.